Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola High School Activities Director Lee Nelson about the fall sports season. Fall sports season at Indianola has come to a close as we're getting ready for the winter season. Lee, I'll just ask you, when you came into the season, I think high expectations for a lot of the fall sports teams. How do you think Indianola overall did before we start getting into some of the individual sports and just from the activities department?
Yeah, I think we always set some pretty high expectations for all of our programs, and I think coaches and athletes do the same thing within their programs. And I don't know necessarily what those expectations are from a win-loss perspective, but if we're talking that route right now, we definitely had a very successful fall season with volleyball winning a regular season conference title, cross country winning a conference title, girls, and then also qualifying for the state meet, boys winning a district football title, advancing to the state quarterfinals. I mean, we could go down the list and find some successes at each level, you know, not just team-wise, but also individually as well. So yeah, you know, from that, what most people define as success, I mean, certainly we had a really good fall season.
When you talk about, you know, what the activities department defines as success, it's not just, like you mentioned, success on the field or the track or the course or whatever it is. There's also the academic part of it. There's also the relationship part of it and, you know, representing the school. And how well do you think that the athletes did this fall?
Yeah, and we kind of talked about this in the summer. You know, we want our kids to get a lot more out of whatever it is that they're doing than just did you win at the end of the day or not. So when you talk about the way our kids represent themselves on the field, on the court, you know, on the stage, whatever it is that they're doing, I think we always feel really proud of the people that we are putting in front of others. So, yeah, there's a lot of different parts of it that we can look at, but really what we want our kids to have at the end of the day is a good experience being involved in whatever they are involved in. So if they can have a great experience, and then we can throw in some of these other things that we've talked about as far as being successful, and then they also handle themselves in a way that everyone is proud of, then I think we've probably got it figured out at that point.
Well, something that I think was accelerated a bit by COVID, and maybe it was trending that way anyway, was the online ticket sales. How did it go for this fall? And I know kind of had that practice over the summer, over the last really couple summers and everything. And talk about that kind of transition to the online ticket sales for those attending events in person.
Well, I think it's going to be the way that everyone starts going, you know, here in the near future. We're always going to get a little bit of some kickback from people. Like, they aren't extremely excited about it. And I think it's because they're probably used to doing it the way they're doing it. But I mean, really, if you go to any sporting event now that's not a high school event, you have to be able to purchase tickets online. So I know we get that one a lot, that you know, so-and-so doesn't know how to do this. Or, I mean, I understand it's different, but I think we can all probably try to figure out how to do it. And I think we're going to have to, because I think it is going to be the way that it moves, you know, I think, you know, sooner rather than later. So, I mean, it's fine. It's good. Yeah, I understand it isn't everyone's favorite. It's probably the most frustrating part is then our gate workers have to deal with people that are not extremely excited about doing whatever they're doing. So I hope people, you know, kind of can see the end in sight with this stuff, that like, this is the way we're going to go and the way that everyone's going to go. So we're getting there is a perfect no, but we'll get to that point. And I think it'll just become an expectation after a little bit of time.
Well, last question before we let you go is talk about that transition from mainly outdoor events in the fall to moving to strictly indoor again with basketball and wrestling and boys swimming now taking place here in the winter.
Yeah, it's different. But we had some, you know, we have indoor in the fall with volleyball. So there is a lot of similarities to all the events that we put on, no matter if we're talking about fine arts or sports. I mean, there's all, you know, they're all very similar to each other. you know, the difference is, you know, now we kind of have the weather as a factor that, you know, we've got to look at that. It's really not too much of a factor in the fall because, you know, we're playing a football game if it's raining. You know, I mean, we have turf. So now we get into the winter weather where that provides some challenges as far as transportation. Obviously, it would not affect the game being played in a gym, but, you know, getting our kids there, that kind of adds another thing to it. So you kind of become an amateur meteorologist in the winter. You're trying to figure things out. How do we make this work? Or, you know, it looks like we could get a snowstorm on Friday. Do we need to try to move things to Thursday? I mean, we don't really know, but we try to do our best so that we don't have to miss events for our kids. But at the same time, safety is going to be the priority. So, you know, to answer your question, the events are all kind of similar. Now we just have to think about a few different things now that we've transitioned to the winter season.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.